This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Oh, speaking of cocked and locked, Walmart, the Chinese factory outlet, is going to cease selling small handgun ammunition. Well, handgun ammunition. And they are going to stop or have stopped allowing people to go in to their stores open carry, which I've done in the past. Not flashing my handgun, but you know, I would just carry it open, concealed, whatever I felt like doing. And so can't do it anymore because Walmart thinks that it might be perceived as a threat if you happen to have your handgun in a Walmart open carry style. Top of the hour news mentioned YouTube. Google's YouTube was fined, combined fines are about $500 million because YouTube violated the privacy of children intentionally, less than 13 years old, captured information about them, children, kind of like using children like Jeffrey Epstein maybe. Why are they capturing information about children? Well, I'm glad that YouTube has been fined. I hope that those fines do something productive rather than be squandered among parasites in alleged representative positions. But I do have a bit of good news. And it's rare that we have good news. But there is a guy who's interested in sending Zuckerberg to prison. His name is Ron Wyden, and he feels that Mark Zuckerberg should be considered for a prison sentence. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
U.S. Senator, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, Vincent, I would love to talk about things like fluffy little bunny rabbits all the time, but I can't. Because there's really, really more important affairs of state at hand. There really are.
Yep.
This whole thing of the, the royal proroguing of Parliament is not going away. And I think I explained in an email earlier, it's a really complicated situation to try and get your head around. The Queen actually prorogues Parliament every year. She, she prorogues it at Halloween, and then she summons Parliament again in the new year after all the bad weather goes away in the springtime. And so everybody goes home for their festivities over Christmas, and then they all come back to Parliament and begin their work again, once all the blizzards go away, because every year England suffers from the most terrible, actually all of Britain suffers from the most terrible blizzards imaginable. It's cold, it's wet, it snows, it's got howling winds, and nobody wants to go anywhere, and it's really not safe to go anywhere. And that's what life in England is like, and life in all of Britain is like that, and all the way across to Ireland. And some of the representatives do have to come from Ireland as well, so they have to cross the Irish Sea to get there, either in air or, over the water. But anyway, she declared that she would be proroguing Parliament 2.5 weeks early. That's the story that has emerged. And any one of us would be, oh, hooray, we get to go on holidays 2.5 weeks early. Good for us. Jolly good show and all that. But no, these guys, and she never said that she was not going to recall Parliament, incidentally. It's come out that she was planning on recalling Parliament as per usual in the new year, that she was just going to give them a slap on the wrist because she was fed up with a lot of them and she was going to send them all home like a bunch of naughty boarding school boys and girls. So when the principal got fed up with them, he'd say, oh, well, you know, you can all go home then. And so they'd all have to go home because they were all suspended. but that's more or less how it was. But these guys, they threw such an absolute conniption fit when they got prorogued early. And it is the first time a British monarch has done this in 400 years, has prorogued early. And but they went into such a hissy fit that Boris Johnson is now petitioning the Queen for fresh elections to be held in January or February of next year. So basically, as soon as they return, they are going to have to go to the polls immediately. Like within a week or two of coming back, they're going to have to face the proletariat to account for their actions. And they're not happy about that. And, you know, it's, you know, before Boris Johnson did this, before he petitioned the Queen for a proletariat, for a vote, the Parliament was saying, well, we're going to have a vote of no confidence in the time that we have remaining until we get sent home, until our final day. We're going to have a vote, what's called a vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister, in Boris Johnson, which means that they all vote to basically say, well, do we like Boris Johnson? Do we have confidence in Boris Johnson or do we not? And if they vote that they have no confidence in Boris Johnson, then they have the power to sack Boris Johnson from the Prime Ministership. So this sort of tit for tat is exactly the sort of carry-on that you would expect to see in the run-up to a civil war. And that is a really, really disturbing thing, Vincent Finnelli. That's where I personally, in my humble opinion, I think that's where this is all going. I think that England is headed straight for another civil war. I think that if there is a proletariat early next year, it's going to be very similar to what people are anticipating for Trump 2020. That in America, if Trump wins, then the Democrats are going to allege vote rigging and they're going to be out on the street and they're going to riot and they're going to cause a civil war. But if they don't, if the Republicans and Trump don't win next year, then it's going to be for sure that there was vote rigging because he is so popular over there, you know. Maybe you don't see it living in Missouri, which is supposed to be a Democrat state, isn't it? That, you know, that people are just, you know, they're, oh, Trump's awful, Trump's bad, Trump's this, Trump's that. But then when they have genuine opinion polls, his popularity is through the roof. Isn't that right, Vincent? It's a very similar situation in Britain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see the left-wing protests, they're pathetic. They're so poorly attended. The people are weak. They are, you know, they're poorly nourished, they're autistic, they're just brainwashed minions, literally, you know. And then you look at the, you know, you look at the Tories and all of the people on the right in Britain, that's what they call right-wingers in Britain, they call them Tories. And they're healthy, they're fit, they're military veterans, they're working on the land, they've got jobs, they know how the world operates, and they like Boris Johnson.
I've been watching a series on Netflix. It's called Ken Burns, The Civil War. And the first episode was released in 1990, so we're looking at 29 years ago. And there are many episodes. Class, I would like to suggest that you consider watching this from beginning to end. And when you see what a civil war is like, you're not going to want one. You really aren't. The American Civil War was just horrific. I mean, we had thousands of people killed on our soil. Brother fighting brother, literally. Family fighting their neighbors, literally. Family fighting family. It was horrible. And to what end? And to what end? When you see the carnage, it's awful. One of the battles was in the wilderness in Virginia. That's what it's called, the wilderness. And we had a property in the wilderness. There were so many bullets flying, projectiles called mini balls. The destruction was horrific. So please consider watching Ken Burns' The Civil War. You'll be riveted to it. It's stomach churning. And I'm afraid Gwyneth is absolutely right. I'm afraid that's where we're headed. Because we have a lot of stupid people in this world. And there are plenty of them where I live in Missouri who don't understand. None of this has to happen. But I believe it's the sum of all individual greed plus the sum of all individual stupidity that will be the cause of our downfall. And I believe the same thing is happening in other places. So, Gwyneth, you and I are seeing civil wars in our future. And I don't know how to get around it. I really don't. There are people I know who are saying, move. If you live in the United States, well, Captain John Reagan said, if you live in the United States, move. Get out of here. Okay, I hear him. But what I don't understand is, where do we go?
Where to? I'll tell you the story of my life. I moved to Australia when I was 17. I moved to Victoria. And my husband and I met my husband in Victoria, and we got married, and, you know, we had a particular set of problems that I won't go into right now here in Victoria with the government, which we were innocent, and they were trying to, you know, destroy our lives. So we decided we would move to Queensland. My husband died there. He's buried at sea off the Capalabar coast in Queensland. And the Queensland government began giving me a bad time to the point where they were doing stuff that was dangerous to my life. And I took my sons and I fled for my life with my two sons, who were infants at the time, little babies. Well, one was two and the other one was less than 1 year old. And, you know, we went to Western Australia and lived there fairly peacefully for about 8 years. Or, you know, for about 4 years, and then I moved back into the suburbs and, you know, tangled up with the local pedophile cartel who happened to be supported by the government there. Thankfully, they never kidnapped my sons, but they tried to kidnap them for six times.
Hold that thought.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kenneth, you were telling us the story of your life. Did you want to continue that?
Just quickly, yeah. So we fled from Geraldton, from these pedophile cartels, from this pedophile cartel and their blue team goons, who were making our life unlivable, and after them tried to kill us when we arrived in Victoria, we settled where we are. And at some point over the last 6 years, I decided that I was going to dig my heels in and that I was over running from these people, that I would begin to stand up for myself. And they gave us a really, really bad time for years because, you know, the blue team goons here in Victoria got to know about the rest of my history with, you know, trouble with, you know, the pedophile cartels and all the rest of it. And all the details of that are going to be released, by the way, if I'm ever disappeared. If I'm not disappeared, then the details of it will, you know, remain where they are. But you've got to get to some point where you say, I'm overrunning from these people. There's nowhere to go. They're everywhere. There's nowhere to go. They're all in contact with each other. All the various branches of this cartel, they're all over the world. So if I went to Scotland or if I went to America or if I went anywhere else or back to New Zealand, you could guarantee that the local branch of this, whatever it is, this beast system would be on my tail and it would just start all over again. You know, that's how it is. And you've got to, wherever you are, you've just got to dig your heels in and you say, I'm not doing this anymore. You just, I have a saying here, spit the dummy. Dummy is a word that we have for pacifiers. When a baby gets into a fit of rage and it spits pacifier out and its face screws up and it goes all red and then it starts to howl. I'm sure if you're a parent, you have faced that circumstance, you know. But I think that there's a bit of dummy spitting needs to go on, and that people just need to say, what's that saying? You know, I can't take it. I'm fed up with this. I'm not going to take this anymore. You know, and just begin to, you know, as peacefully as you can. And as lawfully as you can, just maintain your common law rights, you know, which are there, which don't have to be written down because they're self-evident. As the Founding Father said, these rights are self-evident. You don't have to be taught them. You look in your own heart. You have the right to defend yourself. You don't just have to have the local goons come and just, you know, molest you or molest your property anytime they feel like it. You have the right to tell them to get off your land. You know, it's just, you know, people need to get some gonads. They really do. And they need to just lawfully stand up for yourself. Because 9 times out of 10, with bullies, I've been dealing with bullies since I was like 5 years old, and this is what I've learned about bullies. 9 times out of 10, if you get a bully and you stand up for yourself against that bully, they back right off. And the 1 time out of 10 when they don't, if you just dig your heels in and you get that flinty look in your eye and you say, you're not doing this, I am not backing down, then they are going to lose. Even in the 1/10 of the time when they don't immediately back down. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I had a question, kind of a tangential question about what you've been discussing. Would you say that Great Britain or England is a microcosm of the United States? So, for example, if we want to test something, when I say we, I don't mean we, I really mean them. If they want to test something on a smaller scale, they do it in England. I'm talking about cameras on light poles. I'm talking about stricter enforcement. I'm talking about, you know, those kinds of things, more oppression. Let's try it in a small scale in England. And if it works out, you know, in a few years, we'll try it in the United States. But that was then. I think now it's more like let's try it in 6 months in the United States. Do you think that's correct or am I nuts?
I think you're absolutely right. Or let's try it in Australia or let's try it in New Zealand. Nobody cares about these places. They don't exist.
Yep. Let's be, let's come right back after these commercial announcements.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Millions of people along the southeast coast from Florida up to the Carolinas have been ordered to evacuate coastal areas ahead of now Category 2 Hurricane Dorian. U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina says people need to take these evacuation orders seriously.
One of the things I've been saying is that complacency leads to catastrophes, not only for you, but for the emergency responders that will be charged with the responsibility of coming to get you. If you are in a mandatory evacuation area, leave.
Scott speaking there to Fox News, the National Hurricane Center still warning of life-threatening storm surge and dangerous winds across the coasts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas over the next few days. Hong Kong's leader announcing the formal withdrawal of a controversial extradition bill. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
Yeah. For 2 seconds, don't you...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, and I get a chance every once in a while to leave the farm and go to the city to pick up some supplies and so forth. And I run into people and I chat with them, and the people I chat with are generally not young people. They're, you know, my age, you know, let's say between 50 and 70 typically. And every single one of them, I'll say, hey, So what do you think? And I said, oh, it's terrible. They can feel something is absolutely, for sure, going wrong. And they know it has to do with young people's attitudes. They know that there's unrest. They know that the morality is in decline. They know that people are me first, not willing to help each other. They can feel it. They can see it. And these are people I don't even know. And so in their circles, they are seeing this. And when we were talking about a civil war in the UK, or a civil war in the United States, I feel it's coming. Now, do you really feel it's coming, or is this, I mean...
No, this is, I know my history. I studied at university level things like the Harlan Clearances. And since then I've kept up with my reading. I learned about the English Civil War. I learned about the American Civil War. I learned about the Rudd Rebellion in Australia, which was Australia's little micro civil war back in the 18th century. When we were just a baby nation, or not even a nation, colony. This is exactly how it unfolds every single time. This is the preliminary stages. This is everybody deciding what color of chess man they are going to be. Okay? Whether they're going to be the white chess man or the black chess man. And, I have friends here in Australia. I have friends who are farmers, who are military veterans. And especially the military veterans who have seen active service, they are of the opinion that we are heading into war. They are beginning to mentally prepare themselves for that particular set of circumstances, because it's going to come down to it where everybody's forced to choose a side. There's going to be no neutral ground. You might want to stay in neutral territory. You're not going to have that option, because there's going to come to you and demand whose side you're on. And if you're going to say, no, actually, I'm just sitting on the sidelines on this one, it doesn't really concern me, then their next response is going to be that they're probably going to try to kill you, or they're going to take everything you have. That's generally how it goes down in a civil war. You're really absolutely right. It goes down to, in my own family already, it's come down to brother versus sister, it's really, really tragic in my own family, because I chose to oppose the pedophile cartel, and there were particular people in my own family who were not against the pedophile cartel. And I stated my opposition to them, and then they began to do their damage within the politics of the family. And this is, and this has been going on for years. And so, it absolutely is true. Brother against sister. Brother against sister. And cousin against cousin. And it won't matter that you went to that barbecue 5 years ago and you all had a really good time. That's all going to be forgotten. Because it's going to come down to, who did you vote for last time? Who did you vote for in that last election? Did you vote for Johnson, or did you vote for the other guy? I don't think in among the Labour people in Britain, which is their Democrats, I don't think they have a viable candidate. I haven't seen one. And yet they're whining and moaning and screeching and complaining, because they get sent home 2.5 weeks early for their annual holiday. It's just, I was pretty upset about it. I didn't see the writ of prorogement. They all had access to the writ. And initially, It was, yeah, you're all getting sent home 2.5 weeks for the holidays. Well, I'm fed up with you, you know. I need a break. Basically, that's what the idea of the writ was. But now it actually has got to the stage where they are putting in a vote of no confidence against Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson's responding by petitioning the Queen for election in, January, late January, or, you know, whenever next year. That's just how it is, which means I don't know if they will be eligible to stand for election again. But if I were Her Majesty, what I would be doing right now is I would be saying, right, everybody who is not indigenously English, whose ancestors came here in the last 70 years, we're going to have a look at you, and we're going to see how well you've integrated over the last 70 years. We're going to see if you know how to speak English. We're going to see, if you've got multiple wives or girlfriends. We're going to have a look at your religion. We're going to see, all these different areas. We're going to see if you have integrated and if you have lived peacefully or if you have installed yourself as a bunch of criminals here, to treasonously undermine our country. And if you have installed yourself as a bunch of criminals, we're going to send the military and forcibly remove you, put you on planes and send you back to your country of origin. If I was Her Majesty, I would be doing that, okay? I'm not Her Majesty. I can't do that. But if I got the chance, if the Queen was standing in front of me, that is the advice that I would give her, to which her response to me would probably be something like, oh, yes, but that will make me hugely unpopular, to which I would say, listen, Mrs., you're hugely unpopular anyway among certain people. And, we are heading into a war and you are going to have to, at this time, solidify your support with the people who support you. And, as for the rest, they can go jump off a cliff, as the English would say. Go for a trip to Dover and jump off the cliff. That's figurative, not literal, okay? Just that I'd point out. That's an English saying. Go jump in the lake or go jump off a cliff. It means we don't care about you. But it's figurative, so I don't want any harm to come to these people, of course not. But, it's something where you say, well, you've got to solidify your support at this time with the people who actually do support you. And you've got to, and the other thing I would be advising Her Majesty, if Her Majesty were listening to the show, or if any of her people are listening to the show, I would say you need to immediately give a royal pardon to Julian Assange, Tommy Robinson, and every other political prisoner who are languishing in British jails or Irish jails because of their support for the British common law and people's common law rights. And that goes throughout the Commonwealth. So if they're languishing in Canadian, New Zealand, Australian jails, or wherever they are, they need to all political prisoners, especially Tommy Robinson and especially Julian Assange, need to receive an immediate and unconditional royal pardon. And they need to be released. And if you do that, Your Majesty, you will have all of our love and undying devotion forever. And every one of us would die for you if you would do that. And there's no way that you would ever lose if you would immediately and unconditionally grant Julian Assange and Tommy Robinson a royal pardon. I plead you, Your Majesty, please do this. Please do this, and you will have such love and such support from everybody in the whole world who is really truly on your side. This is what you need to do, because we are going into a war, a civil war, and it's going to come down to the communists against the royalists. That's how it's going to come down in the English-speaking world outside of the United States. okay? Because the Republicans at this stage, in outside of the United States, have aligned themselves with the communists, okay? So anyone who wants to be, who does not want to be a communist at this stage, outside of the United States, is not a Republican, okay? I'm not talking about American politics. I'm talking about Commonwealth politics. Commonwealth politics is, and I know this because I every single day I'm on Facebook and I communicate with people within the common law rights community, especially within Australia and New Zealand, because I am Australian by ancestry and naturalisation, and I'm a New Zealander by birth, so I'm both. You know, I'm a New Zealander born to Australian parents who moved to Australia as an adult and became naturalised as a citizen here. But, you know, this is it. And we are feeling so trampled on here in Australia, and I believe that if you get a civil war in the UK develops, it's only going to be a matter of time before that civil war spreads to Australia, to New Zealand and to Canada. And from Canada, it's going to spread to the United States. But in the United States, it's going to firmly go Republican versus Democrat. Okay, does that make sense? That's how I can see it unfolding.
Does yeah, I see another... I see another piece of it, too, that royalty once held in esteem is no longer held in that high of an esteem because of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle with their reckless, flagrant spending, travel, just wasting the people's money. And I would think that that has diminished the esteem that people held the royals in. Would you agree or not agree?
Yeah, I actually would agree, okay? Among the generally dumb public, I would agree. Among those who have actually educated themselves, I would say less so, because they would tend to be of the opinion, well, they don't make any decisions anyway. So, yeah, their behaviour's atrocious, but he's probably never going to be king, you know, and we've got bigger fish to fry.
Well, that's a great thing because he just can't and she just can't wait to spend the people's money. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. And Gwyneth, I've got to tell you, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are the poster children of the millennial generation. Careless spending, me first, reckless, careless of everyone else, including the Queen Mother. Do you think that's far off the mark, or do you think that's close to the mark?
I think that that is fairly close to the mark. You know, it is really, really sad because it isn't just that. There's a lot of people who have really been burned off the royal family through the whole pedophile scandal thing. Prince Andrew and Prince Charles. I think that it was the biggest stuff-up ever for Prince Charles to actually go and buy Dracula's castle in Transylvania, and he lives there for 6 months of the year. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is just mind-blowingly stupid. This is the man who is the heir to the British throne. You know, and he so loves Dracula after all this pedophile vampire stuff that's coming out. And I think that that is what is really hindering a lot of people who would otherwise be staunchly royalist from really understanding the importance of supporting the Queen as being the reason why the Queen ought to be supported right now is because she is the defender of the realm. she still has a considerable amount of political and military power. Okay, she is the commander of the British forces, the commander-in-chief of the British forces, just like Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief of the United States Army. She has that function. If she gives an order to the British military, they have to obey it. Or, you know, they're in treason. You know, and they can be court-martialed, lined up against a wall and shot by her or by her minions. This is it. So that gives a person, and in a time of war, this is what happens. People have become soft. They have forgotten history. They have forgotten how things go down in a civil war or world war type scenario. This is exactly how things go down in this type of scenario. You know, I really wish that all of this would just go away and that I would be left here on my 20 acres of land with my dogs, my fluffy little bunny rabbits, my vegetable garden, my horse into the future, you know, and you know, my cat and, you know, all the rest of it, and you know, to be left in peace. That's what I want. But I can see realistically that is not going to happen, you know, because we are getting sold out in this country. We are getting sold out by our own parliament in this country, in Australia, by our House of Representatives and by our Senate, you know. And they, oh, my gosh, it's just mind-blowing to think, you know, this is just, I'm almost at a loss for words. You know, the blue team is just nothing but a gang of thugs. They really are, you know. And, you know, it's they are going to be, they have turned into a private military force that does the bidding of the state government. And according to our Australian constitution, that's actually treason. That's unconstitutional. But that is exactly what they have become. And, you know, it's just, you know, I don't even, like I said, I don't even have words for this. But this is, I know history, and this is exactly how a civil war unfolds. And not only that, I'm getting past life epigenetics getting triggered at the moment from, you know, my past life where I was Lady Catherine Ferrers. And she was alive during the English Civil War. And she was from a royalist family at a time when to be a royalist was extremely dangerous because Charles I had his head cut off for doing exactly what Queen Elizabeth just did. Queen Elizabeth II just did exactly what Charles I did. And that ended up with him getting executed and there being an English Civil War. And I'm just looking out there, and I wouldn't say I'm full of trepidation, but I would say that my head is on a swivel at the moment. You know, I do not expect this to go well at all.
And if you look at the United States, the Democrat Party is lining up for election, right? We've got a socialist, actually several socialists. We've got a homo. We've got a gun grabber, and we've got a plagiarist. On the other team, on the Republican team, is a president who is going to be running for re-election, it looks like, and he's surrounded by a swamp. Actually, it's a cesspool. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We got a homo, a self-proclaimed homo, and a self-proclaimed gun grabber, and a plagiarist, and a socialist, actually several.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.